From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iran's foreign ministry calls missile sanctions illegitimate. Iran drew condemnation from Western nations for two ballistic missile tests that happened late last year. They were said to have been in violation of UN Security Council resolutions, though Iran defends the tests as a matter of national security. The U.S. has enacted new sanctions against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to the banned missile activity. An Iranian spokesman says his nation will respond to the U.S. sanctions by bolstering its legal ballistic missile program and promoting its defense capabilities. One of the Americans freed by Iran arrived back home. Matthew Trevithick landed in Boston on Sunday. He had been held for more than a month for reasons that are not clear. Several other released prisoners stayed in Germany receiving medical treatment. Diplomats at the United Nations say next week's scheduled peace talks on Syria may be delayed because world leaders disagree about which Syrian opposition members should be invited. The talks are set to open January 25th in Geneva. The invitations have yet to go out. Iraqi police say three Americans missing in the country were kidnapped from an apartment in Baghdad. U.S. officials say they are working with Iraqi authorities to find the missing Americans. The Baghdad Operations Command described the apartment the Americans were in as suspicious. Speaking in the Nigerian capital, Information Minister Lai Mohammed launched an anti-corruption campaign by telling reporters billions of dollars have been stolen from the government. The thefts occurred between 2006 and 2013. He accused 55 people, unnamed, among them former governors, cabinet ministers, government workers, with a crime. This is VOA News.